Shir Hama'alois. The ayin in the word Hama'alois, there is a chatav patach. That means it has a din of a shvonoa. One should not say Hama'alois, but one should say Hama'alois. The last syllable is ayin lamed vav saf, alois, and it is not a full patach, but a chatav. Hama'alois. The next word, mima'amakim. The dogesh chazok in the second mem is there because the nun was dropped from the word min. It should have been min ma'amakim, and therefore mi ma'amakim, the second mem gets a dogesh to compensate. Pasuk beis. The word vikoili, there is no dogesh, it is a vase, vikoili. And this is the main divider in the pasuk. It is the oylev yoyred, the tsuras hayisiv on top and the tsuras hamercha on the bottom. The word tihyena. Now you must pronounce the hey. Many people just say tihyena and the hey is not heard at all. The question is, do we make this hey a shvonoh or a shvonoch? There happens to be a machloikis on this word, and some say it is a shvonoh, some say it is a shvonoch. But nevertheless, whichever you choose, you should make an attempt to pronounce the hey. Tihyena. Pasuk Gimel, Tishmar Koh. The word Tishmar, there is a Kometz Katan under the Mem. The word originally was Tishmoyer with a Cholim Choseir, but since these two words are attached with a Makof, the Mem loses its Cholim Choseir, and its counterpart is a Kometz Katan. And the word is Tishmar. Mi Ya'amoid. Mi ends with a Yud. Ya'amoid begins with a Yud. Make sure you say both Yudin. Mi Ya'amoid. Pasuk Dalid. Ki Immecha Hasalicha. There is a Dogesh Chazak in the Mem. Immecha, which makes it a Shvona. Hasalicha is a dogesh chazak in the samach after a hey hayidiyah. Lema'an, the main accent is on the mem. Make sure that you say the ayin as well. There are many people who leave out the ayin. They say lema'an, lema'an. Tivarei, the sharish I mentioned already is yudresh aleph. In the nifal, this is the osid in binyan nif'al, you should be feared. The yud turns into a vav, tivarei. Kivisi Hashem kivisa nafshi. The word is kivisa, a shvono under the vav. There is a dogesh chazak in the vav because this verb is from binyan pi'el, and the middle root letter of binyan pi'el is the Gusha, gets a Dogesh. As I've mentioned many times, Binyan Pi'el is called Binyan HaKoved, Binyan HaDogush, and the word is Kivvisa. Pasuk Vav. The word after Nafshi, Hashem's name, there is La, and then Doi and Noi. There is no Nakuda under the Aleph. The Aleph is silent. The next word, Mishoimerim, the Mem has a Shiva Noah. It is after a Cholam, which is a Tenua Gedayla. Mishoimerim Laboiker, Shoimerim Laboiker. The next Pasuk Zion, Yachel Yisrael El Hashem. The word Yisrael ends in a Lamed. The next word begins with an Aleph, and then an Alamed afterwards. And these letters tend to be swallowed. Yachel Yisrael El Hashem. You see the Oylevi Yoreid on Hashem's name. The Tzuras HaYisiv on top and the Tzuras HaMercha on the bottom. Ki im Hashem HaChesed, the word Chesed is under the Ches, the main accent is under the Ches, which follows the rule of Segoilim. When the last two syllables of a word have a Segoil, it is under the first Segoil, HaChesed. And the last pasuk, Mikoil Avoinoisav, the word is not Mikol, the word is Mikoil. Although the meaning is the same, whenever this word has a trup on it, the word is always koil or mikoil, and it only becomes kol or mikol when it is attached to the next word joined by a makof. This completes this section.